Well, howdy guys, it's Peroni night. Now I'm on my second cold brewski, and it tastes very good. But I got four news stories for you. Well, unimportant news stories, but I think you might get a bit of a laugh out of some of them. And funny enough, they're all about femons. So here's a femon in the picture, and she's a police person. But she's special, because she was the first femon police officer in a small town in the USA. So the police force gave her a chance to prove to them she was just as good as a man, in fact better. But unfortunately she ended up betraying them, because she's suing the police force. Apparently when she started she had to pass a few initiation ceremonies. Yeah, she had to drink a certain amount of drinks in a certain amount of time. And she had to kiss a few male police officers as well. And apparently she was forced to give oral sex to a fellow policeman, who apparently was married himself. Now, she's not a young femon, she's 35 years old. But get this, she's been working for that police force for 4 years. So is she trying to tell us it's been going on like that for the 4 years? And she's just put up with it? Let's face it, femons are all empowered now. They're entitled, they're privileged, and they got laws up to the wazoo. No, I think she just got fed up with the job and realized it wasn't all roses, and it was damn hard work and difficult. And maybe she just wasn't suited for it. But she needs some money, so suing the police force is a good way. Because a lot of times the police force will just pay out to make the problem go away. And femons know that. Would be interesting to see how much proof she really has. Femons have done the same thing in the army, the navy, you name it. It's a good money earner for them. Of course there are some real ones. But I'd hate to think how many lawsuits are pending by femons. At this present time. Kinda makes you wonder if they get into that sort of profession just so that they can sue later. Well, surely not. So what do you think, guys? I myself believe it's another scam. And there's loads of them going on from femons, isn't there? Oh, I could be wrong. But I kinda smell a fish. A rat. Now here's another femon and her name is Black China. Never heard of her. But apparently she's a reality star and she has an OnlyFans as well, as they all do. So we pretty much know what this femon kind of does. But she's found God again. And she's going to give up OnlyFans. Clean her life up. Remove all the plastic surgery she has. And she's going to be a real goody-two-shoes. Yeah, right. This is the delusional of a femon. You can't have, say, 300-some partners a year or more. Have an OnlyFans account. Walk about with everything hanging out. Sell your body to all men, and that's exactly what she's doing. And then reach the age of, say, 30 or something like that. And then want to sort of settle down, get married, and have children. I'm sorry, femons, it doesn't work like that. If a guy's gonna buy a car, he isn't gonna buy one that's been scrambling most of its life. Mostly off-road. Or being used as a delivery car and delivered thousands or millions of packages and has done many miles. He's going to want a cream puff. Low mileage and hasn't been too many places. The thing is, these femons have OnlyFans, then they'll always be known for OnlyFans. OnlyFans is just selling your body for money. Nothing more. It's not an art form. It's not even really classy. And femons have been doing it since the beginning of time. So these modern femons aren't doing anything new. That's because they're one-trick ponies. Sure, I know these femons try to hide it from their boyfriends or something, but generally they'll find out. And the man won't want her anymore. Maybe she's going to be a born-again virgin as well. That's something you can't do twice, too. Seems like all this femon's life so far has been sort of a fake. It's been all about show. And generally, leopards don't change their spots. So she ain't fooling nobody. It's just a new scam. And of course, as usual, it's not her decisions that made her life the way it is. She was forced, probably by men, as you know. Because femons will never take accountability for their own decisions. All these modern femons who are having hundreds and hundreds of partners, drinking, probably doing drugs, got an OnlyFans account, of course, will pay in the end. Best thing they can do is to stay on OnlyFans and see if they can keep making money as they get older. And hopefully they'll get enough money stashed away. Then maybe they can sort of rent men out. Because I think that's going to be a thing soon too. It's about the only way these femons are going to get men. And that's pretty sad, isn't it? So let's move on, and here's a very sad-looking Femon. Now, this is the professional victim face. Femons are very good at it. I don't see too much makeup there, but there's probably a filter on the phone, I suspect. But this is a picture of the Femon in hospital, because apparently she went out one night and drank loads and loads of vodka, and then kind of passed out. But she slumped down onto her legs in an awkward position, which basically cut off the circulation to her legs. Then when her mother found her in the morning, she called the ambulance and she's rushed to hospital. She underwent quite a lot of surgery, but they managed to save her legs. But even 3 years on, she doesn't walk that well, and she can't work, apparently. See, I wouldn't put the story in there myself, because it's a pretty dumb thing to do, isn't it, really? She could have lost both her legs just because of her stupidity and drinking far too much. But they play the victim very well, because it's attention. It doesn't matter what it's about. It's still attention. This Femon is a fellow Canadian Femon. I guess they've gone crazy too. But let's take a look at the picture of her with her makeup fully on. Cement, plastic, whatever she uses. There you go, fellas. Oh, that looks different, doesn't it? Probably a wig, I suspect, as well. I don't know. Well, that's got a ton of makeup on there, hasn't it? Loads of filters as well. And she sure does love herself. Trouble is, that's modern Femons for you. I go downtown in the evening sometimes just to get something. I see these Femons stumbling around all over the place. They're drunk as usual. Some of them have fallen in the gutter. They're quite disgusting, actually. It's funny, really, because there's no men around at all, because they're staying away from them. So they've only got the drink, I guess. Anyway, back by popular demand. The Femon with the massive breasts. Yeah, guys, they ain't natural, of course. But the trouble is, one of them went... So she only had one breast left, like a sort of breast cyclops. But the doctors told her she should have that one removed as well. I mean, the person that actually put them in the first place should lose their license too. But as you can tell, she's had lots of other work done as well. So here she is, back to normal. Well, not quite. Of course, her chest will never ever be the same again. And apparently this ex-stripper, spent £81,000 to try and look more natural. I'd love to know where they get the money from. And unfortunately, once again, this Femon is from Canada. Oh, I'm very disappointed. I mean, all right, I tried to have a penis enlargement one time, but I couldn't find a pair of trousers or pants to fit after that. It was difficult to get through doorways. And when I got an erection, I passed out. So guys, stick with what you got. Your bodies gave you that for a reason. Don't screw around with nature, because it will never have a happy ending. As usual, guys, the links are all down below, and let me know what you think of these news items. Man, if you got any beer, crack one open, because I'm going to the fridge to get another goddamn one myself. Man, it doesn't matter if I get drunk, because my bed's right there, even if I trip or land on it. Oh, and by the way, I bought Resident Evil 4 Remake at full price. Never done that before in my life. And I'm playing it right now, and I'll let you know how it goes. Keep your stick on the ice, guys. My name's Doug from the Great White North. G'day. And goodbye.